Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt. I'll be your GM. To my right,
Mark playing Artemis Gwynfrig, Esquire, Knife Master Rogue.
Neo playing Jarwin Triot, the Human Flame Dancer Bard.
Will playing Nath Vendikar, the Human Monk.
Jason playing Tam Westcrow.
Oh no.
That's the sound of her falling in a hole for those of you who are looking at me like they haven't slept in 3 days.
Curtis playing Ronan, your favorite Inquisitor Frog.
That's me. Pete playing Meta.
I'm awake.
Pete. I feel like Kurt put that screen there just so that nobody can make eye contact with him or see if he's sleeping. Well, Pete.
In Kurt's defense, that screen there is the Inquisitor class and how to play it 101.
It's about time.
Take precise shot early in your career.
What's precise shot? The thing that keeps making you miss in combat.
I got other feats for that.
Yeah.
It'd be even better if you had precise shot.
To be fair, he's normally got this up. It's just on his phone, which he keeps shutting off and he can't read it because it's too small.
I'm getting old.
So how you guys doing?
Sleepy. Yeah. Pete's,
a little bit.
Pete just ran the game into the ground last night. It was just like everything took forever. It was just like,
yeah, I know how that can go. I played with Pete before.
No, it was actually really good. It went pretty swimmingly.
It actually did. It was a good game.
Yeah, I was teasing. He usually steamrolls some shit.
And Jennifer was very chatty last night, which was a little out of the normal. So
she's just getting more comfortable with you guys, you know, and me too when I'm there.
There was a lot of dick and asshole jokes last night.
From Jennifer?
A lot.
Well, not necessarily from Jennifer, just from in general.
Everyone. Well, we did have a lot of dicks and assholes at the table.
We sure did. We even had a lot of...
This story, bro.
This is another silence. I'm going to keep it.
Brain fart. I give up.
This morning, the baby slept till 4, and I was excited because normally she gets up at 3.
Nice.
And then I realized, fucking time change.
Good job, Pete.
Oopsie.
Yes, thank you, North America, you fucks.
Yeah, I heard they got the train to get some legislation through to revert back to standard time, and that's it. But they always say that. So we'll wait and see. But Jason, hey, I earlier today listened to your latest shop talk.
Me too.
That was pretty good stuff, man. What was your big takeaway with your conversation there?
If you're doing your conversation with somebody, make eye contact. You'll understand if you watch the video.
Are you saying he wasn't looking at you?
He had a dual screen set up, and yeah, hey, if you ever listen to this, I am calling you out, dude.
Damn it, Jared Bailey.
He had a dual screen set up, and he was looking at me on his screen, but his camera was on the other side, so like I was looking at the side of his three-quarter angle of his head, which is fine in a stage production, but when you're trying to have an actual conversation with somebody, it kind of disconnects you.
Wait, when you said that, I actually pictured like the poor guy had a lazy eye or something, and you were calling him out on
that.
Wow.
No, that'd just be a bigot move.
Insensitive at the very least, yeah. But I can imagine that would be very disconcerting.
Yeah. But in reality, the big thing is don't be afraid to like try out some things. You know, be willing to try a rule and then be willing to say, okay, this doesn't work. Let's give up on it.
Yeah, that episode was called Kit Bashing.
Yes.
And I got to be honest, I didn't know what the hell that was talking about until you guys started talking there. I was like, Kit Bashing? What? We talking about equipment? What are we talking about? And then, you can take rules from this system and put them in this system and try them out, see what you like. It's pretty cool.
Yep.
Pretty.
The next episode is on alternate rules within the existing system, which basically works because we're talking about Pathfinder and they have so many alternate rule systems already available.
Mm. Called shots being one that comes to mind for me.
Hero points, words of power, mythic levels.
Oh, they got those orb things too.
Unchained everything.
Magic orbs or whatever. I think it's in the same book, it's words of power.
And then we even get into like how society play alters the rules, but in like a set fashion and everything. So.
Could go way differently.
So I'm looking at my character sheet.
Yeah.
You have one of those?
How many sessions have we played?
2.5 years worth.
I just realized my point buy is only 19 points.
Oopsie.
For wow. After 2.5 years.
But you've been doing so well.
Yeah.
Whoops. Well, Neil, you build your character so strong, we couldn't even notice.
Yeah. No wonder you didn't notice.
In fact, I think, you know, we'd all be comfortable if you had a 15-point binder, but let's have a 20-point binder.
That's not very nice.
That way we have a chance.
Min-maxing for, oh, wait, fuck, I missed one.
Shit, I missed a point. What the fuck?
Thanks for sharing, Neil.
I was like, wait a minute, these numbers don't look right.
Well, it's like...
Go and look at my hero or my path builder. I'm like, looking at the stats. That's a 19 point buy. Whoops.
Well, it's like last night playing a module, got 5 hours to run. And it's like, Neil will be there. We'll get through this combat with no problem.
That monk is pretty fun to play. It's pretty silly.
Well, that's like yesterday I played online with Ballycon. It was an online only con that Bob and Allie put together to support the. What is it, the ASPCA, Humane Society for Animals?
Cool.
And the cool thing about it was the first session of the morning, it's 8 a.m., we have three players. Bob playing his paladin, Sir Lionel. Myself playing my champion Redeemer paladin.
Okay, Redeemer. You're talking second edition.
Second edition, yes. And then a guy from Germany who doesn't know either one of us or Allie, and he's playing a goblin sorcerer, fire-based. And then we had Marisol as the fourth pregen to make the table legal. It was so much fun. And talk about a combat-heavy scenario with open ground and I had a warhorse. Oh, it was magic. We just ran through that thing. We were slaughtering things. And me and Bob could mop up. The sorcerer just burned up. It was great. But yeah, that's one. It reminded me of one of Neil's characters in a regular scenario that everybody plays normal characters, and he's like, "Oh, I've got that," you know.
Well, that's when as far as like the warhorse thing goes, when you have those open grounds with the right character, it's just so amazing. I've got a cavalier that's had one scenario where that's happened, and he's just plowing through with the x3 on the fucking lance.
Yeah, it's really good. What is that, spirited charge or something like that?
Something like that. Yeah, he's got the one where you can do a 90-degree turn while he's charging.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very situational in society play, but that just happened to be one that I picked the right character for the right scenario, and it was golden.
There's a scenario where you have to face a cavalier that that you'll run into.
Yeah, like fuck that. You, Jason.
It's a little easier to shut down, though, with first-level spells.
Yeah, fuck you, Jason. It's a 7-11, and we were playing high tier, weren't we?
Yeah.
And Jason's there with his high tier rogue, right?
He's the rogue bard chronicler.
And he's like one level of bard.
It's 4-4, and at the time it was 4-4-1.
Okay. And massive map, scaled down even for the big-ass map I had. And this cavalier comes out, and Jason goes, "I cast Grease." All right. What's the DC on that? It's like 2.
It was 15. And everyone at the table, like Allie and Bob, were there, and they were giving me a hard time. They're like, Greg Homerding was there too. And they're like, it's a lion. It's got 4 legs. Like, it's not going to fail that.
Let's find out.
No, it was just like, it doesn't fucking matter.
They started just, the lion would charge. After it got around the fucking Grease, it was in the way, and they just moved to the other side.
Because it's the thing, like, I just pointed at it, I'm like, that's difficult terrain now. And Pete just like, he's holding his printout of the snar, and he just stops, lowers it down, looks at it and goes, fuck. Because you can't charge.
No charge for you.
And then they ended up pinning it down behind the Grease and just beat the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Advanced tactics here at Shield Bash.
Yep. And I spent the entire fight on the wall.
Yes, you did.
Can't catch me.
Hey, he did too. He's on the wall. He's got his level 1 Grease there, and he's just, ha-ha, fuck you.
Well, the capper for our scenario was the goblin sorcerer. He had an elemental thing, so he could cast fly on one creature. That's what it said in the book. So he cast it on Lucky, my warhorse. So I had a flying warhorse, and it was awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very, very cool. It only lasted for a minute, but that's plenty of time in a combat, and that was all the time that Lucky and I needed.
Yeah, it's rare that a combat lasts longer than that. I mean, that's 10 rounds. The only one that I can remember that I've had that lasted longer than that as a player was a scenario called Reaver's Roar.
Yes.
Yeah. And we beat that fucker.
You did it the hard way, though, if I recall correctly.
The fun way.
I've GM'd a few, but like it was Rise of the Rune Lords. I remember when you go under Jorgenfist, if you get caught, they sound the alarm, and it just brings in fucking everybody. And there's waves, just a lot of things in there. So yeah, it was just like, okay, here's some stone giants. Two rounds later, here's some more stone giants with bears. Two rounds after that, here's some Lamia matriarchs. And they're bringing, you know, a pet dragon, small dragon, but still, it's a freaking dragon. And it just escalates where it's like, well, that was, I think, we started and ended the 6-hour session with that combat.
Mm.
Yeah. It just took so long.
Mm.
I've had a couple of those as GM. One was Hell's Rebels, and that was fun.
Yeah.
Another one was a module I was running online, and they set off the alarm, and it's like 60 rounds of combat.
Oh, jeez.
They had a kineticist who just, it was a big open area with stairwell, and he just kept running around the outside of the stairwell, throwing his kineticist powers and backing off and throwing while half the group was down, stable, but down, and he's just...
Nice. That was like the homebrew and breakwater campaign when we got to that fort, and it, what was it, like eight legions of dwarves?
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, yeah, fuck it, let's go in. That... Another, 5 hours of combat, and we're like, yeah, I think we're done.
Yeah, because like, you guys are like, oh yeah, let's send out some scouts. And then the scouts were like, oh look, let's attack. And it was just, and then everybody else was just like, well, fuck.
Well, the two, you forgot to mention the two scouts were barbarians. So the barbarians saw some targets and decided, eh, let's do it. It was a lot of fun, though.
Oof. Just oof.
Speaking of oof.
Yeah?
Where's Tam going?
Oh, that's a great segue.
Hell, if she doesn't change her ways.
In a handbag.
At least down.
No, probably not hell. Probably more like the abyss.
Right? Well, it's like this. There, you know how these things are written. You can, most everybody here at this table knows. Okay, with an adventure path, we've got that information in this page, on this section. We don't necessarily need to repeat it on this section at this page. So I went back and dug a little bit, and just as I thought and you thought it should be, there should be a DC save for this. It just makes sense. So go ahead and roll that DC, Tam. I'm not telling you what it is.
Roll one.
That was a good cliffhanger for last episode, though.
Can I make a confession?
Yes.
I wasn't going to say anything
until
after this whole thing had resolved,
but
I was so intensely curious because it is so outside the normality for there not to be a reflex save, that I checked.
You went into the AP book one and started looking?
I did a Google search,
okay,
and you are not the only person who's had this issue. And because I saw, like, I just searched, like, End Dungeon, Book One, Serpent Skull, Pit Traps. And they're like, my DM didn't give me a save. Like, and, you know, the responses were like, like, yeah, I've run this, and it's in a weird spot. So it's like, but this is the save. And I'm like, ah, so there is a save.
Yeah. What it is there are... Oh, I can't tell you that yet.
there are more pit traps.
Three pit traps.
So they have the same DC, all the traps. At least all the pit traps. So
should there be any other
ones? Yeah.
Well, we know there's two.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that's really fun about these APs, Britt.
Yes, sir.
Is normally in the first book, if it's a city especially, it has all the stats for the city. And then by book 5 or 6, they've stopped repeating that stuff.
So you got to go back to book 1 to take a look at it? So you got to
book 1 with you.
Fabulous. Keep that in mind. Hopefully we got space on a bookshelf somewhere. I can leave this son of a bitch when we end up book 2 and 3. And
stick it in the freezer.
Yeah, that'll work. Nobody looks there.
They'll keep it fresh.
Right.
So fresh and so clean.
So, what'd you get?
I got a 25.
Oh, you need a 26.
So here's what I picture happening. Tam steps out, feels that slight vibration that you might feel, said, jumps back, does a flip, and then lands right back where she was in the previous move.
That'd be cool. And since I almost didn't get a save, I was picturing more like that thing where you're on your toes waving your arms in circles. Like,
right.
Hanging on the edge.
Shoop. Quick, okay. Push her.
The Edge of Glory. So, Meta would be the only one who has the right to do that.
Edge of a broken heart.
Now, would that be a glory hole then?
Whoa. I don't want to see what goes through that size of glory hole.
Purple worms.
No, trust me. That is not the same.
You're supposed to let go of it when it turns purple.
Meta, darling, I will take you and Ronan to the first house of ill repute when we get to port, and I will explain to you and show you what a glory hole actually is. While or during Ronan getting his handy.
So, are the two related?
Hmm. They can be, hey, Ronan,
you're in
yes.
a different hallway, Ronan.
Wait a minute. How is Ronan going to get a handy? He doesn't quite have the physical
parts. We'll have to find just the right girl.
Have you looked?
I'm pretty familiar with animal anatomy.
But are you familiar with Gripply anatomy?
Yes.
Because I'm sure we can find a Gripply working girl that would know how to give Ronan a handy.
All right, so
it
goes two ways? Is that what I'm hearing? A Gripply knowledged working girl. Gotcha. I follow then. Okay.
Gripply lore, if you will.
Gripply lore. That's my specialty. I have skill focused Gripply lore.
She's 72. She's been like, I've seen it all.
You know, most girls from the country, they know how to... Well,
come here, honey. I'm going to help you out.
I had a totally different vision in my head. It was more like a pixie, you know? Diminutive.
Wow. You know? Those cost extra.
Close your eyes. It's not going to hurt a bit.
She still sounds the same, though.
Right. That's fine.
It's from all the dust. Pixie dust.
So, back to the map.
Have a seat over there. I'll be right out.
So there's still no, like, reset or locking mechanism on this, right?
Not that you are aware.
Okay. How deep is the hole?
That's an excellent
How
question.
Deep is your love?
They left that on the other page, too.
She said.
Drop a board to your ass, you're going to fall in.
Well, anyway, you can see on the map, but the listeners can't. It's... covers the whole hallway in width and goes 5, 10, 15 feet down the hall. Looking for depth at the moment.
Is that a DC 25 jump jack to get across?
How far is it, sir?
They are 30
15
feet. It's 20 feet.
Okay. 30 feet deep.
DC 20.
Yeah, it was a... Actually, it was 15 to... Yeah, to leap over the big ones.
No.
Yep. That's what the AP says.
Unlike the two people with her, Tam doesn't have, like, inherent featherfall.
Right.
Tam, just give me a hug.
Give you a little quick shoulder squeeze, I guess.
Oh, are you guys going down?
Just hold tight and I'll take you down.
Oh, no. I have a fun plan. And Tam tells you guys to squeeze against the hallway walls, and she backs up and takes a running start and just jumps.
Okay. How many feet of running do you want?
10 feet.
Okay.
And then I jump 30 feet.
Nice.
Nice.
Wow.
You're already at the corner of the hallway.
Oh, I could probably do that.
She gets up and does that gymnast pose with her hands above her head.
So, Meta's going to try that.
Okay.
Nice.
And Featherfall in the first square of the pit. I didn't quite make it.
It's all right. I can help you up on this side. That's the reason why I jumped.
Owie.
Do you want me to stay here and help you? Like, we could sling the rope across and that one, both of us could help pull her up? Or do you want me to come over there with you and we'll just get her up on that side?
I have faith you'll be able to get over.
All right. Well, I'm going to back up.
Rule of one. Rule of one. Damn.
What do I use? I forgot.
Acrobatics.
Oh, yeah, it's a 20.
Yeah, no problem for Artemis.
For the record, Meta got a total of 2 on her attempt to jump.
Nice.
Good job.
At least it wasn't a negative. Faceplant before you even get into the hole.
I can kind of see,
give me a perception.
A little you're done. Jump, and her armor actually goes up higher than she does, and she falls into the pit.
Breastplate hits her on the bottom of the chin,
cuts
her chin.
Ah.
Perception of 27. 27.
27, you say? All right, so as you're walking, wait, let me get this visual here.
You find a gibbering mother.
Okay, so on the north side of the wall here, in the middle of your walk down there, so in the middle section there, yeah, right there, you see a hole in the wall about midway up.
That is a glory hole.
It could be. Or it could be a gory hole. You don't know what's in there.
No, I forgot. This is 30 feet tall. Not midway up, but your midsection about from where you are. So maybe 3-4 feet above the floor.
How big's the hole?
It is roughly 2 feet in diameter. It's kind of rough hewn. Probably the only reason you notice it is because it's darker than the rest, and you've got low light vision, don't you?
Dark vision.
Dark vision. There you go. So there you go.
She sees everything.
Is there a sparkly hand in the hole?
What'd you roll there?
No, but there
was a 27.
I'm 20, not even there.
27 for Meta's perception.
No sparkly hands.
What does Meta see in the hole?
You see it goes about 10 feet, and it looks like it turns to the right. And it kind of varies ever so slightly in elevation.
It's very odd.
Come on, Pete. Do it.
Secret tunnel.
Secret tunnel!
Guys.
Secret we need tunnel. Theme music.
Guys, there's a Gripply Ronin-sized hole over here. You know what? Let me wake up Cicero and send him in to see what happened.
There you go.
Good work.
I forget the rest of that song, but then it goes... Secret tunnel!
So, Meta wakes up the flowering lattice on her shoulder that's been asleep for like a month or two.
Yeah.
Sends it into the hole.
It's got a beard of moss and ivy. And it just looks back at her with this cross-eyed look like.
It only answers to Gandalf now.
Bitch, where's my coffee?
So what is Cicero's move rate?
It has a 10-foot climb speed and a 5-foot walk speed.
5-foot walk speed.
So have it go on the ceiling because it's faster for some reason.
10-foot.
Yeah, that's weird. It's kind of fun, but it's weird.
So
can you just climb along the ground to still go 10 feet? That's what I don't understand about that.
That seems, yeah.
So it's going to climb along the side of the tunnel?
Okay. We'll give her the 10, huh? Wait, Cicero's a male, right?
Yeah, for what
I called it a her. Sorry.
I mean, technically, plants have both parts. So
yeah,
I mean,
male? Yeah. Pistol?
So
we've been referring to yes. Cicero as a male the whole time.
Yeah, that's a kind of a male name, I think, but I could be wrong. Anyway, all right. So you want to? You can communicate with Cicero how?
Plant speech.
Okay.
Yeah, technically, it takes like a minute per word.
Okay.
Because anything worth saying in plant speech is worth taking a long time to say.
Yes, it is.
Thanks. So they don't do anything fast is what I'm hearing.
No.
Okay.
They burn pretty fast.
You're going to send Cicero in.
And taxes, oddly enough. They do taxes like fucking like that.
And you're going to send Cicero to scout. And you're going to... Is that a verbal communication?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's audible to you and anybody else?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Like rustling leaves and blowing wind.
A tay in the wind. A
little bit of waving. In the wind.
Okay.
I'm a leaf on the wind. Watch me soar.
Turns out the only place this tunnel leads is a delayed blast fireball.
Okay, so how long do you want to wait? What do you instruct Cicero to say?
I instruct Cicero to go check out the tunnel and see where it goes, what's in it.
Okay.
And if there's danger... get back as quick as you can.
Good call.
Alrighty then. Move rate at 10. So that's per 6 seconds, right? Rounds.
Well, he could double move.
Yeah, I suppose so. So give him 20.
You start giving him fleet for his feet.
Technically, he can run.
So he has fleet
straight line.
Do familiars get feet without having archetypes?
Oh, yeah. They should. They have hit die.
Then, he probably deserves a feet or two.
Okay. Do you want to assign one right now?
I think he's a plant, so he probably doesn't have feet.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Ooh.
It was a terrible bad joke, but...
You're going to get squished by a tree and... No feet, huh?
Listen, I deserve it.
All right, so...
So make that 15 feet.
15 feet, all right.
Yay! So,
okay, a couple rounds later... Cicero rustles its leaves or whatever, and however it talks to you and says, oh, I found another big opening.
So out of curiosity, where does it find the big opening?
5, 10, 15, 20, 25. 25 feet to the north.
Underneath a covering of some kind?
Uh-huh.
Anything else that it finds in there?
Give me a perception for Cicero.
He rolled a 20.
Yeah, but Cicero's got negative wisdom.
Hey, it's still a 20.
Yep.
It's still a 20.
So that makes it a 21.
All right. Cicero notices a similar tunnel going out of this particular pit at about the same height as the other one was.
Do it.
On the other side?
Yes, on the opposite side.
That'll call out, keep going, you're doing great.
Doing what, Metal? We're standing here waiting for you. Are you coming up or what?
Oh, I'm sorry. Cicero is inspecting this hole I found.
What kind of relationship do you have?
Yeah, we'll just wait up here.
Cicero.
I kind of look at Tam and go,
This is not the strangest thing she's ever done.
I'll take your word for it, love.
There's another pit over somewhere north of us, and there's another hole in it, so he's continuing on to check it out.
We didn't know about the pit trap over here, right? That's why we were staying to see if Ronan died.
I think Ronan's still on the wall or the ceiling at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Tam did discover that one, if I recall right.
Yeah, but Tam could not find a way to disarm it. Yeah. So that's why we went around to check the other hallway where I didn't see that pit trap and went, nope.
Uh-huh. It's weird how they align perfectly.
No, I think it's probably on purpose, actually. I think they probably designed it that way.
Yeah, could be.
So then there is a hole connecting this pit trap to that pit trap, and then there's a hole in the wall of that pit trap that goes farther? Is that what you're saying?
That is correct, sir.
Probably to somewhere with water.
Could be.
Or snakes.
Or a third pit trap.
Why does it go with water snakes? Don't say that.
So, do you have a fig for Cicero? Or do you need one?
Where's Brent the Rat?
Mark the
track. Well, he's doing that. I imagine Neil's looking at the same thing I was looking
up. Actually, I believe it's at home.
Okay. Yeah, no sweat, man.
Just
use one of those skulls. Use one of those skulls.
Apparently, right, it's a big debate as to whether or not familiars actually get feats.
Familiar get one feat just for existing, for having one HD. But beyond that, it's ambiguous.
And there's no actual Paizo ruling. Yeah. So I've been giving my familiars feats. So
I have not.
Okay, so Cicero travels another round and rustles back to you. There's a fork.
So, Brett, do you have a ruling on that?
On what? Oh, the feats?
Whether familiars get feats or not?
Sure.
They can have feats.
All right. Cool.
Why not?
They get two of them.
Cicero comes up on a fork.
Uh-huh. One goes more to the north. The other one continues a bit more in the direction where this tunnel was turning. And that would make it to the east.
All right, Cicero. Thanks for the information. Come on back. Don't want you getting too far off on your own.
Okay.
If there's a fork, there might be salad.
You also are going to get squished by a trend.
Or at least a salad.
As long as he doesn't get tossed.
We had a leshy in our game last night, and believe me, that joke got made several times.
I actually found a ruling on the system resource document. Familiars do get feats.
See?
Every odd HD?
Correct.
You knew Britt and you didn't even know you knew. See? Look how good you are.
I know. It's amazing.
All right. So Cicero will climb back on my shoulder and I'll go to the edge of the pit trap and go, all righty, I'm ready for you to get me out of here.
Tam is like sitting there as doing what she usually does, where she's examining the magic sword, trying to figure it out. And she's like, oh, you bet. All right.
Okay.
Gets out a sword. Not gets out the sword. Gets out the rope.
I was about to say, what?
Yeah, takes aim, drops the sword.
Ow! Look out! Since neither Tam nor I are rather buff in the physicality department, I will go ahead and drive a baton into the stone floor to secure the rope while we bring her up.
So rope is dropped down.
It's tied off on a python.
And then,
Piton, however you say that.
Meta will take 10 to get 5 to climb up.
Okay.
And we're going to help her, pull, so.
So that's going to be how many rounds? If you're taking 10, that's not 10 rounds, is it?
No, but climbing is a quarter speed. Your normal speed's 20.
Yeah.
So you then could technically double move, so 10 feet around, so 18 seconds.
18 seconds, and you guys are helping?
It's still 18 seconds.
Okay. Yeah, it'll take me 3 rounds.
Fair enough. Once you get to the top, give me perception checks.
Tam got a 9, higher if it's a trap. Not that an 11's going to do much better.
Got a 13.
13, 9.
Meta got a 25.
25.
And Cicero got 18.
Cicero got 18?
Yep. He's not quite asleep yet.
So the best was Meta with a 25? You think you're hearing something possibly coming from that tunnel that Cicero just exited. Kind of a sound.
Was that your stomach, Meta?
I don't think so.
It wasn't mine.
Is that a damn? Hole?
No, my stomach makes more of a...
That was definitely a sound, and that was not my stomach. I'm fine.
This is the sound my little sister used to make when she eats soup.
You know, it does sound kind of like that. Or maybe like a slurpy gloppy, like, you know, when you have like a chowder. You're not really a soup, but a chowder, something thicker.
Does it sound like it's getting closer?
Probably, yeah.
Size that hole. Where's that? You know what, guys? That could be an animal of some kind. Let me check.
No, why don't we just wait to see if it comes out?
Well, I wasn't going down there.
Okay. Oh, good. All right. Don't do the skin, Meta.
I haven't been blessed with that ability today. She blessed. Will cast a spell.
That's the term.
We've been blessed. Thank you.
Spell is speak with animals. And then she'll call out, "Hello, is anyone there?"
We're going to pause that, switch over to the other hallway, and see what the hell these guys are doing. We've got Jarwin, we've got Ronan, and we have Nath.
Hey, Ronan, did you find a trap trigger or anything over there?
Hey, was that what I was supposed to be looking for? Sorry, I fell asleep for a moment. I was very comfortable over here. Hold on, let me take a look.
Who the fuck invited this guy?
It's his house.
Okay, so if I'm searching for a trap, I got a 24. That's Ronan. He's looking. He's diligent, that frog is.
Well, to be clear, I think you knew where the traps were, or where the traps started.
I'm looking for the switch, okay? Just to shut the fucker off.
Okay.
Or a lever.
All right. Just making sure.
A catch.
It's a 24. It's a healthy
number. Sounds like a pretty good number, doesn't it?
It does. It does. I would say successful.
I mean, Gordon was one of the most successful NASCAR drivers in history, so, I mean, that's something. That was his number.
Yeah. Who? Yeah.
Jeff Gordon.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for adding that last part, because I wasn't sure where that was going.
I had no idea what you were talking about.
Yeah, especially when my last dog's name was Gordon.
No, I grew up, you know how, like, people do fantasy football? My dad did fantasy race car leagues, and so, like, we watched a lot of NASCAR when I was a kid.
That's a thing?
Yeah. Like, yeah, you just buy and sell drivers, trade them, things like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, back then you were either pro Dale or pro Gordon. It was kind of the way things were. But
I don't know. I was a Rusty Wallace fan, actually, and my dad was a Warburton.
Warburton?
Warburton?
Warburton, he'd talk about that. He was a good old boy. I don't know. They go 22, my man. 22!
Spoonhauer action.
I was going to say, he's basically Spoonhauer.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
My favorite NASCAR driver was Cole Trickle. So you watched Days of Thunder.
Amazing name.
Is it a porn name?
It's a NASCAR name. It sounds like something that, you know.
I mean, it does. It sounds like a NASCAR driver.
Yeah,
name.
It's a made up driver's name for Tom Cruise and Days of Thunder.
Cole Trickle.
Yeah, my guy's name was Dale Jarrett. When he retired, he got to take a hot lap in the UPS truck.
I heard this NASCAR insults. It's some of you may probably won't understand this, but it's like, man, that was so petty. You're a racing empire.
Come on, man. You can't make jokes about the king.
No, it's not about the king. It's about the king and then his son and then his grandson, rest his soul, who all were professional NASCAR drivers.
So, Ronan, what'd you get on that disable?
Well, it was a perception check to find something that might need to be disabled. And that perception check was a 24.
Okay, that'll work. Now give me a disable. You found a little mechanism over to the side.
Fuck. I hope I was taking notes watching Tam fuck with this shit.
Nam.
When I was in Nam.
Oh, hey, I might have a shot at this. That is a 23.
You got tools, right?
For pulling a lever?
No, he didn't say it was a lever. No. Disable device, mechanism. You have to be trained.
Mechanism. I am trained.
And then if you don't have tools, you take a negative.
Do you have a meshwork tool?
He's got tools, if I recall right.
Yes, I do have tools.
Yeah. Are they meshwork?
Yes.
Then you have a +2 to what you just had.
So 25.
Oh, fantastic.
Well done.
Don't forget your bonuses. 23 would have got it, though. You found it. You disabled it.
Oh, okay, great. Hey, so you guys are good now. It's all clear over here.
Yep. Signal them across.
We'll make a rogue out of that frog yet, Tim.
Temp's just like, for whatever reason, has this thought that doesn't make any sense of like, Kurt having to multi-class. Just doesn't seem like the best idea.
Well, you'd have
let's
to,
not do that.
Kurt, you'd have to open another tab on your computer there to have the other class up there as well.
I can add one more monitor. I've got another spot.
No, we already don't have enough fucking space.
Just, hey, just get an Oculus and have that be your third monitor.
Oh, Jesus. I keep seeing the thing. It's like, you know, when you were kids, they say don't sit too close to the TV. Nowadays, VR headsets.
Right. Yeah.
Listen, Neil, you get to troubleshoot that.
There you go.
Nope.
No. You're a professional IT guy. You just get on there and go, have you tried
that
turning it off and on again?
That is not what I am.
Will's not an IT guy. Will's a programmer.
To be fair,
big difference.
Dick is the closest one to Kurt, so he is defaulted as having to deal with it.
So what I hear is that we're all sitting in different places next time.
Yeah. Nope.
Nope.
All right.
So the trap is disabled.
That trap is disabled. The other one is set off.
I mean, technically it's disabled.
Yeah, technically.
Yeah.
Do whatever move actions you would like to next.
All right. So I'm going to wait for the rest of the crew to catch up with me, and then I'm going to follow them to go meet everyone else.
Yeah, Drowan's going to saunter on over.
Yep. Same with Nath.
Like he owns the place.
You can tell by the way I use my walk.
I kind of picture Jarwin going out in the middle of it going, are you sure it's disabled? Jump, jump.
Nath is hesitant to walk across this knowing that Ronan was the one dead.
Neil is controlling Nath's Vic and he's just got him bouncing all over the place.
Looked like he was river dancing across that.
No,
he was doing the basket weave.
He's just got a little bit of lag on his computer.
The basket weave.
Better Parkinson's disease or something. Just bouncing all over the place.
St. Vitus dance. Right?
Okay, so that puts one group at the top of the stairs. The other group soon will be.
When I get over there, I'm going to say, hey, you guys coming?
We're not even breathing hard, Neil.
Hello?
No, we hear something. Why don't you guys come on down here?
Come around here. Meta thinks that her flowering thing found something down there.
Okay.
Artemis says it sounds like chowder.
Strangely enough, well, like somebody slurping chowder. Does it sound like water?
Oh, okay, yeah.
No, chowder.
Jarwin will go ahead and walk on over to there.
Jordan.
Down the stairs.
Pierre Jordan.
And meet up with the other group. Hey, fellas. What's going on?
Shh. We're listening.
Shh. Can you taste that?
Okay, so all four of you give me perception checks.
Mm-hmm.
Tim got a 22. Deuce, higher deuce. Trap. Yeah, Pete, you can look at me all you want. I know you rolled higher than that.
Not by much. I only got a 24 that time.
Yeah. Oh, damn, I got a 23.
23.
And then you rolled, what, like a 10?
I got a 17.
11.
11.
I also rolled an 11.
I rolled a 16, so.
Got a 17.
17. And now we have a certain Gripply moving over there.
Yeah.
Nath is going downstairs. And they can also join in the perception check if they like.
Meta will reiterate her calling out and speak with Animal. Hello, is anyone there?
Tell me about that spell, sir.
I imagine the snake's here. Yeah, we're here. Let us out, bastard.
Ronan got a 21 on his perception check.
21.
Got a 19, but I probably can't see down there anyway. It's pretty dark.
It's dark.
Tam's got a light source.
No. That's right.
Well, then, you're 19.
19? Okay.
So Ronan comes into the place. Like, what are we looking for?
It lasts 4 minutes at my current level.
Okay.
I can ask questions and receive answers from animals, but the spell doesn't make them any more friendly than normal.
Okay.
Wary and cunning animals are likely to be terse and evasive, while the more stupid ones, it says that, stupid ones,
mm-hmm.
make innate comments. If an animal is friendly towards you, it may do some favor or service for you, but it allows me to communicate with animals.
So the snakes say, yeah, idiot.
Feed us, we're hungry. So, yeah, that's, again, Ronan's like, what are we looking for?
Again, we're listening. There's a sound down there, and we want to know what it is, especially since it's going to potentially be behind us.
Yeah. So, when I disabled those other doors, does it look like there's a reset in that?
Oh, you're going back to the pit trap for a second, or?
Yeah, I disabled the other one. Does it look like there's a reset on this one? So, like, we could close it and then lock it closed, so whatever's down there has to stay down there?
Now, Ronan, that would be rather rude. Meta's trying to have a conversation.
With whatever's down there? You didn't tell me you were having a conversation, and I don't speak plant. I just thought you were making noises.
No, I'm speaking with animals.
Whatever.
She can speak to the plants.
I mean, am I right? After all, it is Meta, right? I mean, it's not just me. She does do weird shit like this.
Oh, right, but she didn't take her skin off.
Yes, you're right. You also do weird shit like this.
Exactly, which is why, fucking just go with it.
In fact, I'm still surprised you're here right now.
Me?
Well, yeah, I figured you'd be off on a ceiling somewhere.
I kind of grown attached to some of you, just shut up about it.
Not as attached as you are to ceilings, but...
What'd you have on your disable? 24?
Yes.
Okay. With a 24, not that you can tell, is the answer to your question.
Oh, no, sorry, it was a 25 on my disable. That's right. Because it was a plus 2.
Still.
No.
Not okay. That you can see.
So, did Tam look at a way to disable it?
Not from my side.
Not from the side, no.
Can I make a knowledge engineering check to see if I could figure it out?
Sure.
I'm sure you can try. I don't know if you can make it.
I know. Does anyone else have knowledge engineering?
I have knowledge dungeoneering, but not engineering.
I have every knowledge.
Yeah, because he's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that bardic sexual healing thing.
Maybe if I...
Sexual chocolate!
If I get Jarwin to take a look at it and use his knowledge engineering, I'm going to give you my bonus. So add plus 4 to whatever you would normally get for knowledge engineering.
That's going to be a 28 then.
28?
Does that stack with guidance?
So 28 to do what again? I'm sorry.
Knowledge, yes, it does.
29 knowledge engineering.
Oh, engineering check, yeah. And you wanted to figure out if you could reset it or not?
Yeah, if we could close it and then, disable it so it can't be opened.
With the 29, yeah, you can rig something. No problem.
Okay. Well, I because Tam is much better at this than I am, mm-hmm. I think we should share that information with her.
Okay. So you tell them. Meantime, Meta was trying to talk to something.
I will share this information with Tam in interpretive dance.
Oh, that'll be fabulous. Can you show us?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so, but I had to ask.
That would definitely go well with the visual audience that we have.
Exactly. That's why it's great. That's it's all in their head. It's all in their head.
Theater of the mind, ladies and gentlemen.
A large, bearded man doing ballet and expressive dance.
What language are you trying to speak? I mean, you said it's called Speak with Animals.
Right. As far as the language goes, it would be common, I guess.
The way the spell works is that any animal they speak to understands what Meta is saying because of the magic of the spell.
Okay.
So it's not like he has to choose, I'll speak bird or I'll speak rodent.
Okay, well, if it isn't actually classified as an animal...
Then it doesn't work.
Exactly.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know.
If it's something else, it won't work.
Yeah, there might be an argument for, magical beast, where it's like, if it's an owl bear, maybe it would understand, but if it's an aberration, or perchance an ooze, or some sort of chowder ooze, it's not going to fucking work.
I remember the chowder ooze. But no, yeah, that's what I figured, but I wanted to check with more experienced GMs on that.
But as far as languages go, technically it'd be common.
Common, that's what I figured.
Okay. An animal.
With your last round of perception checks, you hear nothing. Meta, you get no reply.
How rude. Well, at least the snakes are willing to talk.
So it just, it just stopped, or was it was moving closer, we thought, and then it stopped when she tried to talk to it. Is that what happened?
Actually, you noticed the lack of sound.
Lack of sound.
Just prior to her trying to cast and speak.
I want to try something. I don't know if it'll be successful. I wrestle around in my belt pouch, mm-hmm. and I'll take out 3 coppers.
Okay.
And I ping, 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 one after another so that they fall ching, ching, ching in the pit. Ping, ping. I'm just trying to see if we can entice it to come up forward.
I say we should just lock the damn thing down there and keep moving.
It could be friendly.
Well, why don't we let the DM tell us what happens with the coppers?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That.
So you wait a little while and you wait a little while longer and... Nothing seems to happen.
All right, well, whatever it is, apparently is not coming out. So with what they figured out on how to close it,
mm-hmm.
do we have to go into the pit or can we close it from out here?
You can close it from up here.
Okay. Yeah, I guess we'll close it.
Okay. Close it, lock it.
Move on.
As they're doing that, I will call out, we could have been friends, but you had to be a dick.
So, whoever's going to take the lead on that, and or whoever's going to aid make that roll.
What role are we doing?
Disable device, or...
Oh,
yeah?
Okay.
Yeah. People are pointing at me, so do I guess...
What's your disable device?
10.
Okay. Why don't you aid me?
Okay.
Because I'm a little bit.
Okay.
I know. You're... I aid.
medible aid by not standing on the trap?
I had to say it like that. God punished me for saying that. So
did you roll on that one?
I did.
That'll show you for stuff?
I did. But I got a 13 plus 2 is a 15.
Okay.
So, I have a question here. Kurt, you said you have Masterwork Thieves Tools?
Yeah. Do you have those as well?
I think so.
Why the fuck do you have Masterwork Thieves Tools if the rest of us don't?
Because that would be another plus 2.
No. Wait. Hold on.
Maybe he bought them when he built the character?
No, you don't have enough money for that.
Yeah.
No,
it's 100 GP, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do have Masterwork
Thieves Tools. Yeah, well, you came in at third level,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So that's another plus 2.
Plus 2? So 27 altogether?
No. Sure. Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Well, you get plus 10 for meta not getting in your way.
So that would...
Someone asks you if you're a god.
You say yes.
For a meta just removing her huge tracts of land.
17?
17, yeah.
Okay. So 17, yeah, you realize... Yeah, we got this thing cinched up. It's not going to move next time we need to go across it.
By that, he means there's some wooden planks over it now.
I put some chewing gum under it.
Oh, lordy.
And for the record, no, actually, I do not have Masterwork Tools. I'm sorry. I do have Thieves Tools, but not Masterwork Thieves Tools. So
they weren't Masterwork, is what you're saying?
Yeah, they were not Masterwork. All
right, so Thieves Tools just gives you a plus 1?
No, Thieves Tools gives you a not negative.
Not negative.
Not negative. That's pretty good, too, yeah.
So.
All right. So you have plugged that trap. It looks like the only direction you haven't gone is up the stairs.
We go up the stairs.
Rocking.
Pete, you want to set us up with a marching order and we just move one piece?
I'm going to go ahead and put my daggers up and take my short bow back out, and I will have an arrow knocked and ready.
Armed and dangerous.
Well, hold on. You don't have trap spotting, right?
No, she does.
Tam does.
Tam.
Why don't you put Tam and Nath in the front, especially if Artemis is going to have his bow out.
Go back to where the two hallways intersect. You find it another one.
Ooh.
Another pit trap. This one only encompasses 4 squares, so that's 20 feet all the way around.
Hey, send the frog across.
Since Artemis has his bow out, Tam will just... Artemis, will you show me which ones, like, which parts doohickeys you doodled and thingamabobs you widgeted?
Yeah. So I keep the bow and arrow in one hand and I point out, no, not that spring, yeah, right there, yeah.
And I rolled really well.
Okay.
29.
29 for disable.
Yes.
Okay. That'll get it. So this one's not going anywhere. So now you can proceed all the way up to the doors that are in front of you. Oh, give me a perception, everybody, as you're walking by.
8 for Tam.
25 for Artemis. He was looking intensely.
Fuck you, Artemis.
Not my type, love.
25 for Nath as well.
Okay.
Fuck you, Nath.
25 for Ronan.
24.
70 for Meta.
Actually, Meta was too busy thinking about how rude that creature was back there and got a 24.
Fuck you all.
What did I do?
You just existed.
What did you get?
I got an 8.
8, yeah.
Everybody else is 23.
Fuck you for 24.
Well, move them pieces up there, will you, Pete?
I think someone's cross.
Thank you. So the hallway ends in a pair of, not a pair, but a set of double doors.
Two doors, if you will.
Uh-huh. And like the rest of them, double door. Like the rest of them, they're kind of shaped into a fang motif. They're made out of copper, apparently, but they've got the appearance of blood dripping all over them because of the patina somehow.
Does it just look like blood, or like is it actually liquid blood?
Lick it, tell us.
No, I'm not licking anything. It's a first rule of dungeoneering. Sorry, it's a first rule of dungeoneering. You don't lick things in the dungeon.
I'll tell you this. With your 23s and 24s.
25s.
And 25s. Who got that?
Me and Artie.
You do smell kind of a coppery tang in the air.
Can I detect magic on the doors?
Sure.
Jarwin's just going to touch the door.
Anybody else want to announce anything else?
Meta's going to stand there and watch what happens.
Okay.
Nath was just like,
Yeah, Artemis tried that too, didn't we?
Licking things is one of the primary rules of archaeology.
It is.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, taste it.
You don't detect any magic on the doors.
I don't see any magic.
Not on the doors.
Did Jowen die horribly?
No.
Good.
Do you all realize the oral fetish of this island? Like, we found the temple to Eudorcius and all the snake fangs. This place is all vampire-focused, and then we found an entire shack covered in teeth.
Well, the teeth thing is just cannibal, right?
Well, the other cannibal shack didn't have teeth. It had other bones, but that one was just specifically teeth.
And didn't we have to make a snake kiss the stone?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
This is kind of strange.
Now, Tam, I'm obviously not as skilled or familiar with this stuff as you guys, but fetishes, that has to do with sexual stuff, right? So that's not Jarwin's expertise.
Hey, it's Oral Island, okay?
Well, in this particular instance, yes, it can have other meanings, but that is what I'm referring to now.
This island has an oral fixation.
That means it sucks, and we need to get off here.
So does Sasha.
Well, that being said, I'll go ahead and check to see if this door's trapped.
First, did he get any blood on his fingers when he touched the door?
No.
Okay.
27.
Wow. 27. And that was for traps?
Yes.
No traps.
Door handle or whatever, she'll try to crack it open so she can peek in.
Did we take any damage in that last combat? I didn't even ask anybody.
I am down 1 point, so...
Same.
Effectively, no.
Yeah, meta is down 1 point as well.
Kurt?
I'm good.
Okay, so...
No.
Just one?
Okay. Yeah, we're fine.
Okay.
Now watch me die by 1 point, but...
I hope. Well, if we start taking damage, I'll do my thing.
And, I mean, meta's got channels available, so...
Yeah.
So we're opening doors?
Kind of, like I said, Tam wants to crack it open so okay. She can kind of peek in and see what happens.
Okay. You do that, and just enough for Ronan's spell to catch sight of a pool that's ahead of you, and it will radiate necromantic and evil magic.
So you're saying...
A pool of what?
The crack has evil necromancy.
That's why I asked.
It's an evil crack.
It's a raised pool. It kind of looks like a bathing area.
Okay.
Let me describe.
Yeah.
An oval pool of what looks like softly rippling blood sits at the center of this octagon-shaped room, because I can't say octagonal when I want to.
Octagonal.
Filling the air with a metallic tang. Four round pillars support a ceiling decorated with crisscross supports and grooves, while 10 2-foot-wide circular holes decorate the walls at chest level.
Before we go in there, I might want to take a moment to pray over all of you.
Okay.
And how many of you, this is out of character, how many of you would benefit from resistance?
It depends on what we're resisting and...
Like elemental resistance or the spell
resistance? Like the spell resistance.
Oh,
Tam does not have a resistance bonus, so...
I don't think anybody does.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm going to take a moment to pray over everyone in the group and give them... resistance.
Is this going to hurt, Ronnie?
No.
Is that a card I can pull for us there?
It's plus one to your next save.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's it.
Gotcha.
Okay. And it lasts 1 minute. 1 minute.
And 1 minute.
Just 1 minute.
I just get the willies about this room, and I shared the description of the whole evil and magic from the pool thing.
Okay. So, I'm sorry, I was reading. You guys all have a perception bonus now?
No.
No.
Resistance.
Resistance, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Jarwin is suddenly aroused.
Tam, should today be any different?
Obviously, Tam can't see the whole room because the door's just cracked.
Uh-huh.
But we can apparently see enough to see the pool. So Tam wants to, without going into the room, wants to just make a quick scan around to see if she sees anything of note.
And you do have your sword for a light source, right?
Yep.
Okay. You're going to open the door a bit more?
No.
No.
That's specifically what I'm not going to do.
Darn it. So you want to kind of peek your eyes in that crack? No?
I should already be able to see. I will not be entering the room.
Okay.
But if I can see enough to see the pool, if the person who's 10 feet back can see enough to see the pool, I should be able to see at least part of the room.
Well, yeah.
So I just want to look through the part that I can already see.
Okay.
Don't worry. It's probably not Phantasmal Killer.
Right?
I would certainly hope not.
So, yeah. Well, what I just described is what you can see by doing that. Yeah.
All right. So she'll just kind of close the door. All right. Well... Does everybody feel ready?
Sure.
Yep. Go ahead and throw them open.
as ready as I'm ever going to be.
I'll open the one door.
I'm going to prepare an action of beginning bardic performance if there are hostiles when he opens the door.
I bring my bow up in the general direction of the door crack without getting behind anybody.
Tam opens the door.
Okay.
Meta looks through the open door.
Prepared action.
Good job. Good job, Pete.
Are you going to quit?
This quick break brought to you by Pete's Chicken Ranch.
We don't see anything else?
The best cocks in Farmer City.
Yep. Then, yeah, I guess we'll...
A whole lot of cluck for just a few bucks.
We'll go in.
Check out Pete and his special blend of herbs and spices.
If nothing else happens, Tam would move across the room to the other doors.
Yeah, move us all up, please.
Artemis isn't really good at this stuff, but do we see any, bas reliefs or drawings or pictograms or carvings around the pool or on the walls in here like we have before in these areas?
Okay, so I'll tell you this. As you go in, it said something about 10, circular holes decorate the walls. Okay, those look like cubby holes, more or less, for... Maybe putting garments?
Ceremonial robes.
Right.
This is like a bathhouse.
Bloodletting robes.
I think it's more of a ritual chamber.
But, like in the bathhouses in Opara and Absalom, they got the little cubbies to put your stuff in?
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying.
Assuming nothing explodes or attacks us, Meta is going to search the room, specifically searching the cubby holes as they walk through them.
Can I spellcraft that pool?
And odds are, if there's something there, I see it.
I think Jarwin's going to take a bath.
That's gross.
That's
okay, I have prestidigitation. You won't be able to tell in about...
I don't know if that's a good
30
idea.
30 seconds.
But it's probably I'm interested just food to coloring. See what happens.
Come on.
You're going to have to take your armor off to get the inside cleaned. And
no, that's fine.
Ugh.
Jarwin's used to blood play now. He's had so much time with Sasha, who's a fucking psycho, apparently. Have you read her stat block and her personality? She's nuts.
Yeah, she's led a tough life.
Yeah,
she
nuts.
When you're raised to go into the Red Mantis Assassin,
you really don't want to do it.
Yeah, indoctrinated from youth.
Yeah.
I knew everything I needed to know about Sasha whenever we fought those other lads.
Okay.
Because that was scary.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. You had declared actions, but I was busy reading. One was Meta was going to check the room.
Yes.
Tam said something.
Tam just moved across to the other doors.
To the doors. Jarwin?
Jarwin was going to ask if there was some sort of knowledge check about this room or the blood pool or any of the pictographs or whatever around the walls.
Okay, and that's also what...
That's what Artemis asked.
Artemis was asking. Yeah, that's more similar iconography. Yeah, iconography. It's all vampire-related, just great ghoulish stuff.
I'm still here.
Great ghouly mooly.
I wanted to spellcraft
that
pool.
Which side of the door are you on?
I'm still out in the hallway. I have not stepped into the room
officially.
That's
what it looked like to me. I wanted to get clarification.
Mm-hmm. Door shut.
So what do you want to do?
I want to spellcraft the pool if I can from where I'm at.
Okay. You already know it's a necromantic. Is that the right word?
Yes.
Evil.
Yes.
Evil.
And what else do you want to try and figure out?
Why is it necromantic and evil? What does it do?
Can Jarwin do a spellcraft as well?
Sure.
Not great. That is a 16.
Okay.
21.
All right, yeah. With Jarwin's 21, it will totally verify this is some kind of a ritual preparation room. It appears that the clergy would come in, disrobe, put their garments in these cubbies, and bathe briefly in this 2-foot-deep pool, and then go on down to the ceremony.
Wait, so the pool of blood is magic. Is that what you said?
Welcome to the party, Jarwin.
I just want to make sure that is what I heard correctly.
Yes.
That the pool room wasn't magic. The pool was magic. Okay, right. I misheard that earlier.
The pool radiates moderate necromantic.
Okay, yeah, I misheard that earlier.
Evil magic.
Where's our decision deck?
Is there an instruction book anywhere in the room?
Nath will check the cubbies and see if there's anything in any of them.
Speaking of that, did Meta find anything with a 31 perception?
31 perception. 31 perception?
Yeah, I didn't crit.
Yes. Where are you right there? Well, that's not what Meta looks like. What the hell, Pete?
Using a different fig. The Meta fig had an accident this past week.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
The dog eat it?
No, a child... dropped my backpack and then dropped a book on it.
Ah.
Wow.
Did it get smashed it bad?
She needs some repairs.
Okay. So long, Meta.
We have technologies.
I was going to say, how bad is it?
I will probably be going on Hero Forge in the next week or two.
Buying a new one.
Do you have the file for her?
Because he can print it.
Yeah.
I do not.
But you could
You can download them for cheaper, or you can go to different websites that have like Hero Forge creation to get the files, and then he can print them.
I'll have to look into that.
Yep.
I rolled a decision dice for Jarwin, and he might want to swim in the blood.
Okay.
Tim wants to start checking these other doors to check them for traps and see if they can easily be opened. I'm just...
Artemis, since he's standing next to Ronan, and he knows Ronan probably knows the most about, you know, like religion and evil and good and all that interaction. And Artemis doesn't really know that much.
Mm-hmm.
He says, hey, is there anything you could do like to make that not as evil, or we could destroy it? Because I don't generally think that's a good thing to have just behind us. I mean, I'm thinking blood demon comes out of the water after we leave, or, you know, it sucks our life out as we go by. I got a holy water if that'll help. I don't know.
During this conversation, Jarwin is starting to take his clothes off.
And Artemis is in conversation with Ronan, and he doesn't notice.
Okay.
The only reason I'm not going crazy on a knowledge religion check is I know that I tried one earlier, and I didn't have any luck. Uh-huh. Would you allow me to make another one after being through here?
Sure.
And that's like, Jarwin, Sasha's not here.
That's a 15.
So?
Well, you do have resistance. I guess go, you know, whatever your nether's in the water.
Yeah, with a 15, you really don't know much more than what you did. Some sort of cult.
Yeah, I bombed the last one, too.
Yeah. Obviously, vampiric evil.
Could try to discuss it with Tam.
And that's fine. I'm going to go back to Meta, who had a 31 perception check. Right. Now that we've been all the way around the table. With a 31, you notice something really weird on one of those pillars. Looks like a button. Oh, and the cubby right in front of you, where your fig is, about middle in the room, another one of those tunnels.
She pushes a button as she calls out through the tunnel, hey, are you still there?
She thinks it's an intercom system.
Smitta doesn't have an excuse. She has a high wisdom.
She does.
So you did push a button.
I did push the button.
Good call. And you don't get a reply. Sorry. That's pretty funny, though. So is anybody going to stop Jarwin from disrobing?
Tim's focused on the doors.
Artemis is talking to Ronan while he's telling him about, you know, religious stuff.
Uh-huh.
Jarwin, what are you doing?
I thought I'd go for a swim.
In blood?
Yeah, you know. You only live once. Kind of tries to do some weird shit every once in a while.
Tam kind of stops what she's doing, registers the conversation, almost turns her head, and then just, nope. Goes back to the door and just makes mental note of, like, I think this island may have some sort of mental destabilization effect.
Could be. Could be.
Nath is just at a loss for words.
You know, I sitting here thinking about it, looking at this room, I would, I'd like to burn my ability for my subdomain recall, memory recall, and I want to take another shot at that knowledge religion check.
Okay.
Speaking of looking at the pool, does it detect as diseased or poisoned on my spectacles?
No.
Okay.
Can I assist him with that check?
Ronan or Meta?
Ronan.
Okay. Yeah, you sure can.
This is going to be good.
It's a 15 to...
10.
10? That's plus 2.
That gives me a 28.
28. Do I hear 29?
Nope, 28.
28. Knowledge, religion,
yep.
On this temple.
Yes.
Okay. I'll tell you what, we're going to have to come back and find out next time on Shield Bash.
Darwin's naked.
Fantastic. Shield Bash is made in association with Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at shieldbash.net, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevere. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.